Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Harrell. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd takes first base on ball four. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Boyd moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. Boyd moves to third. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to third. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hunter pinch runs for Billy Harrell. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Hunter moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Hunter now playing shortstop. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boyd is called out on strikes. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Geiger. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Pilarczyk moves to third. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Geiger. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Pilarczyk scores. Niemann scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a line drive towards short. Hunter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and tags Woodling for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. Miranda hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Woodling hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Taylor now playing left field. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geiger moves to third. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Power moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vernon is walked intentionally. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power scores. Nixon scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Charlie Beeman now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a line drive towards short. Hunter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunter moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunter scores. Geiger goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Nixon strikes out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Harshman pinch hits for Charlie Beeman. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Williams now playing third base. Ken Lehman now pitching. Billy Gardner now playing shortstop. Brooks Robinson now playing second base. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vernon strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-3 in the game. Ginsburg hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunter moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunter tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-4, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Nixon hits a line drive towards short. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Ken Lehman. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.